I'm guessing you can hear the birds and the rain. The rain is delicious, but it might be a little distracting, I guess, for the audio. So I'm gonna go inside. I just wanted to say hello to you with the bird, because even though it's wet, even though it's raining, even though the clouds are out, listen to them. They feel safe. I'm going inside. And I'll remember to feel safe and sing my song, even when it's cloudy and rainy. So, I have a story to tell. Yesterday, Thursday, we had class at the library. I teach free dance classes. And I usually show up maybe 5-10 minutes past 5 o'clock so I can get to the community room at the library and fold up the tables, push them to the sides of the room, stack the chairs, push those to the sides of the room, you know, set up my little tablescape and my sign-up sheet and my party light and my speaker, and be there to welcome my people, my dancers. So I get to the library and I can barely find a place to park. It would be great if this was all for dance, but I knew that the high school was having their art show all month at the library. And it was the opening night yesterday. And even though the art show is going to be all month, I heard from a friend that there would be snacks and such in the library with the art from, I don't know, 4 to 6, something like that. So it's like 5:10. I go into the community room and it's full of stuff. There's a crock pot plugged in. There's paper plates and napkins and other things. And, you know, looks like a party. Looks like a party happened. And I can hear the party happening out in the main lobby. And and it's wonderful. We've got the jazz band playing. We've got snacks and drinks and the community, all ages, wonderful artwork. I'm telling you, these kids did some really cool stuff. So anyway, I'm looking and there's no people in this room, but you know, there would be a lot for me to clean up. Am I going to clean up? I was kind of a little paralyzed. So I went to my gal at the front desk and, you know, said, "Hey, I see that there's stuff in there, and, you know, and I, you know what, I think maybe we just say, no class tonight, enjoy the art show." And she said, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea." And of course she's like, "Oh, I should have called you," you know, those kind of things, like, "We should have planned this better." And I thought, oh, no, this is perfect. Did I not just say yesterday I want it to be water and yield and go with the flow? And I've said that I want this podcast to do me. I want life to do me. I want to show up and take note. And I had, when I was looking at that room, I could feel my future of, wow, I'm going to have to go double time and zip this room together, which I could do. Those of you who know me know that I could have cleaned that room in a zip and we would have had dance class. I would pull through. I would pull through for my people. I would do what I said I was going to do. Instead, I just gave up. I asked if I could put my bags behind the counter and I stayed for the art show. And one by one, my students show up. Almost all of them stayed with me to just hang out and be at the art show. In fact, when I was debating, okay, am I going to clean up and have class or am I going to cancel? I'm holding both of my bags. I've got all my stuff with me. I'm like, am I going to clean up? Or am I going to cancel? Am I going to clean? And there's this one piece of cake. It doesn't look touched. It doesn't look eaten. There's no utensil with it. It's a paper plate with a big old nice piece of cake on it. And I'm like, oh man, that cake is looking at me. That cake looks good. Also back to dance. What are we going to do? But the cake. Okay, don't touch or eat the cake, Amanda. You know, this, that, or the other. I gave up on the dance. I'm enjoying the art show. I've let go completely. There were a few dancers who showed up. I could tell, really counted on dancing and maybe were thrown off by the schedule change. There were some people who get a little nervous and uncomfortable around big crowds. So I could see all of us experiencing this change of plans, you know, in different ways. Some of us were so good. I didn't even see one of my dancers at all until like, I don't know, 10 minutes in, and I look, she's eating cake. And I was like, yes, hey girl, hey. And then at some point, you know, another gal came up to me and said, hey Amanda, because she saw that I was eyeing that cake. I was talking about the cake. And she said, hey, there's the big cake is over there and they're cutting it right now. And I was like, all right. And so we ate cake. It was so wonderful. And it could have gone any way. It could have gone in any way I decided. What thoughts was I going to choose? You know, how was I going to navigate this? You know, calculated the outcome, and the outcome was so great, even more great because a student brought their own art that they made in and gave it to me. And so right now, let's do a guided imagery. I'm going to explain to you what this art looks like, and if you want to, you can close your eyes and follow along and see what image you paint in your mind. Okay, so this right here is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, a white piece of paper. Oh, hi, Grace. My dog came to join us. And in the top left corner, there's a big sunshine outlined in pencil and colored in with yellow colored pencil. It's not all the way around. It's one of those suns that just swoops across the corner, so it looks kind of like a rounded triangle. Now, this sun has straight, long beams of light, rays of light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Straight long beams of yellow light. I think this is done in colored pencil. So in between each beam, each sun ray, is blue, the blue sky. And it's colored beautifully, and so it almost looks striped and starburst, the rays of the sun. It's gorgeous. And so you can see the rest of the sky was colored in blue as well. However, just like one of my favorite people, Bob Ross, Finn loves Bob Ross too, by the way, there is a big old happy tree. It takes up, I'd say, a third of the page lengthwise. So all the way to the right, you've got a big, tall, curvy trunk of the tree. A big branch goes off to the left about halfway up. And there's all these little branches up at the top. The trunk, most of it, is bare, and the trees have these marvelous leaves. They look almost like miniature, they look like teeny tiny miniature pine trees, except the way that you would draw the trunk is also green. So it's almost like a pine tree looking at its reflection in a lake or something like that. But each of these leaves look like this little miniature double-topped pine tree. And there is probably 100 of these leaves. They are gorgeous. And you can kind of see as the tree fades into the background, the leaves get... they're not as sharp, they're fuzzy. And in there, you will see a big, huge, bright bumblebee, a smiling bumblebee. The bumblebee is looking at me with a smile. And I just said he, I don't know if it's he or she, but my heart said, and he has these two antennae that come out of the top of his head. And they go one to each side and do a little squiggly boop at the end. And his wings, it looks like he has four wings, two sets. Can you hear Finn got up? He's laughing in the background. Anyway, this bumblebee has two big black stripes on his yellow body. And he has two nice straight legs with feet. And they are black. In front of the bumblebee is a green hummingbird with a ruby red throat and long beak for doing what they do. And the beak is pointed towards the very left side of the page, halfway up. The flowers start, and the flowers go all the way down to the bottom. They take up the left side, the left bottom corner. And so we've got yellow and orange and blue and purple and pink flowers in the grass. We've got a happy purple butterfly. And then we've got what I think is, I'm not going to say what this is, because I want to know about it more myself. So what I see in the bottom center of this page is the last thing I'll describe. It's the last thing I'm seeing. Is I see people. I see one, two, three people. Two are bigger than the other. The two bigger people, I think, are wearing orange and pink dresses. And then there's a little person wearing a blue dress. I think I see a spider, another bumblebee, maybe some stone stairs. Thanks for doing this with me. And I hope that you go with the flow. I had kind of a stressful week and days that have felt a little bit not mine. I've been craving just some time to settle and catch up with myself, to just have a moment to not worry about anything or what's coming next. And I was very excited to go to dance and have my class last night and then be done with it, because I just kind of needed that release and let go of the schedule for a moment and just let me be me. Let me come back to center. And life knew that. And life canceled my class and threw me a party and invited my friends. And we ate cake. So I really, really needed that. If I was being rigid and pissy, I might have been like, oh, great, now I have to clean this up and blah, blah, blah. And then I would have cleaned it up and then had class and meh, 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 meh. So my night could have gone differently. I decided to say, oh, this is perfect. Life knows better than me. This is what I need. I need cake with friends and the jazz band. So thanks for the cake with friends. And thanks for the mornings together. I'll see you tomorrow.